Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are back and rolling. Welcome to another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm Big Game Bob, coming to you on your local airwaves, however you're listening, wherever you're listening, folks. We're just happy you are indeed listening. This is a masterful start to the Brilliantly Dumb Show here today. Intro to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Today, we have a very special interview coming up today. We have Andy Milonakis from MTV. Now, some of you may not know who Andy Milonakis is because he had a stretch in, I would say, even going back to 2004, 2007 on MTV. He had a show called The Andy Milonakis Show. And he is as bizarre gets. The show made no sense. The show had no direction to it. He would do silly raps and just crazy, crazy shit. Great guy, very funny. And I didn't know if this would be geared, an interview geared toward the fan base here of the show. I'm so damn happy we did it because I just find him to be a very curious, interesting guy. Again, he had a show called The Andy Milonakis Show on MTV. People near my age group, 28, 31, 25, will remember Andy Milonakis. Just a bizarre character that's going to be coming on. I said I wanted to get back into the interviews. That's exactly what we're doing here. But to start out the show right out of the gate, you're going to hear Andy in a bit. Andy talks about getting the omakase at sushi places. He's a big foodie. I would love to have him on the Pantry Boys. He talks to me about doing the omakase. I think I might have done an omakase like one time at a sushi joint. And what the omakase is, it's the chef's choice, the chef's selection. It's on them to give you what they want. It's totally chef selection. You have no say in it. It's one of the pricier things on the menu, and they just let it rip, whatever they're feeling that day, whatever the freshest fish is that day. Andy Milonakis talked up this omakase on the menu, and we did the interview prior this morning, and I said to myself, we finished up the interview, I said, I got to get an omakase. It was right around lunchtime. I said, I want to do the chef special. Just fuck me up with the omakase. I could do some lunchtime sushi. I go by myself. I like eating by myself a good amount of the time. And I go to the sushi joint to get the omakase. I walk into a place that my friend has recommended to me before. Not a soul in the place. I walk up to the front to sit at the front, right where the chef's, you know, doing his thing. And I asked the chef, I sit down and I said, sir, do you do a good omakase? And I didn't realize that that's kind of a diss to a sushi chef. It's like asking a first baseman in the major leagues if they're a good baseball player. You know what I mean? It's like, can you hit well? It's kind of like a shot to a sushi chef who's been doing this for his lifetime's worth work to ask, do you do an good omakase? It's asking whether or not you're a good sushi chef. He didn't say a word to me. He just points down to the seat and just basically looks at me dead in the eye and says, sit the fuck down, young man. Not a soul in the joint. All of a sudden, he whips out his knife and he just yells. I want to say it was in Japanese, but I don't even know if it meant. He just, he was pissed. He was pissed. And he basically said, I'm going to shove this omakase right down this kid's fucking throat. I'm going to make the best omakase this kid's ever had. And I was like frightened. I didn't realize that I really upset the guy. And he's just yelling, through the window to the back kitchen. And this guy just starts going to town. We don't say anything to each other. We don't look at each other. He wanted to fuck me up. And he is bringing things out of the kitchen, different sea creatures that I had never seen before. It was spectacular. And he's firing plate after plate after plate. There's bluefish coming out. There's rock shrimp coming out. There's starfish coming out. This guy is throwing the entire fucking sea at me, and he's going at it. People come in walking after. He didn't give a shit. He was there to prove a point. And those people were not being served until my omakase was done. He wanted to shove it right up my ass, and it was phenomenal. And up my ass is exactly where he shoved it. He rocked my world, and he was going to keep firing me fish till I was completely full and tapped out. Now, he did meet his match, because I just keep going. I'm hard to take down food wise. I'm just going to keep going. As soon as I was done with one plate, he had the other, and he would wait till I swallowed it. And then he would just drop the plate down right on me with the next fish. And he would sit there and he would watch me. As soon as I swallowed the last bite, he would just drop another. He was ready to just fire down all sorts of salmon and nigiri, all types of shit at me. This guy totally, totally rocked my world. So when you go and you go to get sushi, it is very disrespectful to ask the sushi chef if he does a good omakase, because this guy was pissed and it showed in his food. It was absolutely spectacular. I got the fuck out of there. He was pissed and I don't blame him. But this interview with Andy Milonakis had me thinking. I said, shit, I could really go for some sushi right now. And I hit it. And did I pay a fortune? I sure did. Worth every single dollar. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring in the big fella himself, Andy Milonakis, one of the more bizarre characters out there. Here comes our interview. We'll close it down with the Ask Bob segment. This is going to be Andy Milonakis, MTV. Let's let it rip. There's the big fella himself. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in here. Mr. Milonakis, welcome to the big show, big fella. How are we doing today?
Good, good. Let me get better lighting because that light is killing it over there.
You look good. And what type of shelves do you have there? Those things look all over. Let me see those shelves. Look at that. That is chaos, Andy.
Yeah, I just like really weird artistic. No, this is an Airbnb.
It's an Airbnb. Then they don't have any room for you to put your shelves on for anything.
Exactly.
It's funny, Andy. What I like about you, okay, there's going to be some people out there listening to the show right now that'll say, who's Andy Milonakis? What I like about Andy Milonakis is Andy Milonakis is a guy, if you know, you know. And I know Andy Milonakis because that run you had, I mean, the MTV phase, it was one for the ages.
Thanks, Ben.
It was one for the ages, Andy.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I'll say another thing, too. The show that you had, the Andy Milonakis show, okay, which is to me where I really got familiar with Andy Milonakis, okay, one of the most, without question, bizarre shows I've ever seen in my life.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. I like, I don't know, when I started making videos, I really like comedy, but I always had the urge to make people go like, what the fuck, more than
oh,
I-
you, oh, 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 oh yeah. Did you ever? Did you
more,
ever?
More than actually being like, ha ha, zing. I kind of like making people go like, what the fuck did I just watch, more than the laugh even, you know?
Now, was there any structure to like script at all to it? Or were you just coming on and you were just letting it rip? Because if you wanted the what the fuck reaction to me, you got the what the fuck reaction. But that was kind of the draw to it, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there was definitely some scripted stuff. Like, there was structured, scripted stuff. No matter how stupid or weird it was, there were kind of, like, scripted stuff that we had to do art for. Like, you know, I wanted to do something with a big Pez dispenser that had a chicken nugget come out of it. You know, we had to make, you know, get that made. So we couldn't just, like, do everything on the fly. But
now, do you go to the producer and say, hey, this is what I need. I need a Pez dispenser that's going to shoot out a chicken nugget.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what was great is because usually, you know, before I got my show, I was making really stupid videos on my own. And now I got to see like actual like art design come with like some of the stuff where I'm like, oh my God, they just made that. I could just say something really fucking stupid and they make it. And I'm like, oh, sick.
Well, I'll tell you, even the way that the show kind of came about, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had a song go viral where you do a lot of rap and you do a lot of songs. You had a song go viral called "The Super Bowl Is Gay." And what you did is you just kind of rattled off everything that you felt was gay, even just beyond the Super Bowl. Andy Milonakis, do you actually feel that the Super Bowl is gay?
I mean, they said it themselves, like 20 years later, they put out an Instagram post saying that the Super Bowl is gay, that football is gay. So, I mean, I guess I was just ahead of my time.
So you stand by it. You still think that the Super Bowl is gay?
I mean, it's gay and it's straight. It's a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it brings everybody together, Andy, for better or for worse.
Yes, it does. And now, tolerance is a good thing, you know?
Now, okay, so Andy Milonakis show comes out, okay, and do you have the okay, I made it type moment? Here I am, I'm on MTV right now. I'm sure you're going out. I'm sure you're getting recognized. Did you have the? Now I know you were doing stuff prior, but was this for you the I made it moment?
It was the I made it moment, 100%. And by I made it moment was. That was my first time I had a hardcore panic attack.
You did, huh? Was it overwhelming?
It was one of those cavemen thing. It wasn't like, sometimes anxiety is a crazy thing. It's behind the scenes. You're not like, oh my God, I can't handle this. Let me panic. You know what I mean? Your brain just kind of kicks in and tells your body, like, what the fuck? And you don't think it. A lot of times with anxiety, you're not thinking, oh my God, I'm really scared now. Oh my God, now I'm starting to get anxious. It just happened. I walked into a club in Hollywood, fucking 30 people surrounded me, and I just couldn't breathe. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought this was supposed to feel good.
And in a way, it was a little bit overwhelming to you.
It was very overwhelming, yeah. I mean, eventually I like kind of, you know, I got used to it a little bit and I learned how to handle it. It's good and bad. You know, sometimes it feels nice. I could just be having a shitty day. Like, I don't really, you know, I'm a pretty happy dude, but I could just have kind of a whatever blah day and walk down the street to order something to go. And someone will come up to me and say like some of the nicest shit that I've ever heard. That like, you know, the stuff they watched of me kind of shaped their sense of humor, stuff like that. You know, that feels good. When douchebags put their arm around you and manhandle you and say, yo, talk to my cousin, bro. Yo, do the line, bro. And,
you know, like, the problem you have is, Andy, because if you are having a bad day, you don't feel like being recognized back in that day. And by the way, with the Andy Milonakis show being on MTV, everybody at that time was watching MTV. You're a very recognizable face. You're a very recognizable person to where if you're having that bad day, I mean, it's hard to go unseen for you, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's my own fault, though. If I decide to go douche it up at a Hollywood club, then, hey. That's what I'm going to get. You know what I mean? If I'm having a bad day, just don't go anywhere and stay home and chill.
There we go.
You know, it was nice, man. It was like, you know, it was a big life change, man. I was working in a cubicle doing IT stuff. And now, like, they're opening the red carpet for me, like, giving me free bottles and tables. And, like, just, like, you know, now looking back at that stuff, it's silly shit that is kind of, like, whatever. But at the time when your life changes in such a drastic way, when you go from being like, you know, that office mentality of like, don't be late, this is what you got to do day in, day out, 9 to 5, you know, and I've had a lot of real jobs. I've had plenty of real jobs, but going from that lifestyle to like, hey, here's free food, here's free alcohol, here's all the fucking girls.
Plus,
hey,
I mean, I was Andy, you beat me to it. The ladies had to be swarming. I mean, the ladies love the funny guy. You were the funny guy. I mean, they had to be swarming, you know, Andy Milonakis.
Yeah, I mean, but it's all about the quality. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
So they were swarming. It just wasn't the quality type of girls.
Well, at the time, like, okay, here's the thing. I'm not going to be holier than thou. New to this life, free entry, free liquor to the clubs, getting drunk. I'm not going to be like, oh, that girl's a little bit too slutty. You know what I mean? Like at the time I was just kind of, all right, this is fun. You know what I mean?
So when it's first coming at you, you're taking anything you can get.
Yeah. After a while, like, I mean, I was still a bit choosy. You know, there were some girls, like all the Coke girls who were like grinding their teeth. I'm like, where are we going next? Like, I can't do the Coke girls.
So you can't do the Coke girls, but let me ask you this, Andy, okay? Were there girls that you never would have had a shot at that now they're throwing themselves at you?
Yes and no. Maybe I would have had a shot with them without the TV show if I had the matched confidence of me with
a TV show. I like that. You know, I got to tell you, Andy, that's a great fucking answer.
Yeah.
That's a real good. I like you, Andy. Nothing's off limits. We could just kind of let it fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like this a lot. Now, let me ask you something, Andy. Okay. Why? I want to ask you, because I wonder this all the time. Okay. And, you know, we spoke about MTV. MTV was the thing. I mean, it was it. That was the number one.
Yeah, I grew
one.
Up on it.
Yeah. I mean, me too. That was the thing. So you had to even be more thrilled when you got the show to MTV. But what the hell happened to MTV? What, like, why can they not get it back? There's been times where you thought, I think maybe Jersey Shore have, were they on MTV?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So maybe there was times where we thought MTV was going to come back. How have they not been able to get back on the throne?
I think, like, number one, TV has been just going downhill. You
true,
know?
Very true.
Netflix is king, right?
Yep.
I think in Hollywood, a lot of times, the people who make decisions of what to put on the air are not creatives themselves, so they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Somehow they got a golden ticket to fucking Willy Wonka's factory and got to push the buttons, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And every now and then, like, a good producer comes along that has an eye for something that's cool, and you have stuff like Tom Green. You know, I got to do my show that I thought was, you know, I'm not going to be like the most cocky person ever, but I thought it was pretty creative and good.
I did too.
And you know, and then back even before my show, there was like waves of MTV doing cool, interesting, weird shows. And then you have like 8 million episodes of, like, you know, stuff like Room Raiders and dating shows and reality shows. And I don't know, it just comes and goes. I mean, you gotta either give credit to or fault the people who are making the decisions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a fucking executive, but if you told me I have the power to put any show on MTV that I want, I would just go scouting on the internet and find like some really talented, fucking cool, creative people and give them shows, because what the fuck is on now? You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right. That's a very good question. It's a very good question. Now, Andy Milonakis' show went on for, was it 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
So after the third year, you had the third season. Did they tell you that that was going to be the end of it, or was that your choice?
So basically, so basically, what was interesting was, okay, so after season one, they were really trying to bump up MTV2 as a channel that people tune into and not just flip and find.
Another bad play on MTV.
So they were like, you know, we want you and Wild Boys on MTV2 to kind of like spearhead it and be like, we're going to tune into these shows.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy said we could fight to keep it on like regular MTV, or, and then maybe just not get the show at all, or just say like, let's do a season 2, fuck it, wherever you want to put us, put us. And then season 2, the ratings were kind of like, okay. But what saved us, which was new at the time, was on demand. And when they looked at my on demand numbers, it was like the most watched on demand on MTV. So they were like,
is that to where they're purchasing it or they're downloading it on through their DVR?
No, they already have MTV as their cable plan, and they're just pressing like play.
I gotcha.
Like a previously aired thing. So the archaic ass Nielsen's rating box that's like in one out of like 100,000 households or whatever, they're like, this has bad ratings. But then they're like, on demand, now we're using digital technology where we can see actual hard numbers and everybody's watching
it. Now, are you a numbers guy, Andy Milonakis? To me, if I had my own show, I would have to be watching the numbers. Are you looking for the ratings and the numbers week by week?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And did it drive you crazy to a regard?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, it performed well on MTV1. They should have just left it alone.
I mean, it's so funny though, because, you know, that hit with me when you said that you wanted to have the let people, you know, the kind of humor. It's just like, what the fuck, to where you don't know, should you laugh? Should you cry? Like, what the hell just happened? And it's really one of the only TV shows where it had it to that effect. You know, I remember watching, I would just be like, what just happened? And it was quick. It was choppy. It kept coming at you. But I see what you mean, to where you almost want to stay on the MTV. To me, the MTV 2 is like ESPN 2. You'll tune in, you know what I mean? And kind of in a way.
Yeah. They were using me and like fucking Steve-O and as like guinea pigs for their other channel to bring people to watch it, which ultimately made my show suffer a bit. But hey, it's long over, and I'm happy I got 3 seasons out of it, because a lot of people get shows that they don't even run the full season and they don't make a name for themselves. And like, look, I don't have my head in the clouds. I don't think I'm like some high on the totem pole person in Hollywood. I'm not, but it, you know, I haven't had a fucking real job in 20 years. You know, it gave me enough of a name to kind of keep doing things and having
beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, Andy Milonakis. There's no question about it. Let me ask you something. What would you do outside of your show? Okay. Cause I'm sure you'll be biased to some regard there. What would you say, Andy Milonakis, top 3 MTV shows of all time? What are you giving?
The Tom Green Show.
Okay.
The Old School Real World, the first like 5 years.
I'm so with you. What a great call. What a great call, Andy. 100%.
And I think, I don't know, maybe like Liquid Television or something like that.
Okay. To me, I mean, is it crazy to
throw? Wait, right. No, Beavis and Butthead.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Started on Beavis MTV.
And Butthead in the original Real World, like first 5 years.
I think we would be better off. I think this world would be better off if MTV finds its way back to the throne.
Yeah. Or it doesn't have to be branded as MTV. Maybe just something similar to it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
MTV's not going to do it, and they're going to put out bullshit just like, hey, like, let's get a fucking alternative channel on Netflix and put some dope shit on it. I mean, I know Netflix has stuff just like, here's this show, here's that show. But it'd be interesting now that like digital world has far been taking over, if digital platforms would kind of like arrange stuff kind of almost like channels where you
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot, Andy. I can tell that the wheels are still churning in there for you. They're constantly gone, huh?
That's called being in Hollywood for 17 years and never touching hard drugs. You know,
there we go.
A little lean. Okay. But I never did any, like,
you did do a little lean, huh?
I did sip a little lean.
I think I would have with that, though, doesn't the lean, I mean, doesn't it, just to me, it would just put me to sleep.
Well, I would do it in a music studio while I'm making music. So I was kind of like amped up. So I was like, you know.
I gotcha.
Like a good contrast to.
And then it's just kind of like anything goes, no filter. You just kind of let it fly. You're feeling loose.
Yeah. But also, like, when I did that shit, and that shit is garbage, you know what I mean? Like, don't do it. But when I did stuff like that, I was very, very careful. I would like look up doses. I would make sure not to go overboard. I wouldn't mix it with anything. But I mean, I got to say, if I escaped Hollywood unscathed in 17 years with never trying coke or any other hard drugs, and I just dabbled and tried a couple little pharmaceuticals at a time, like, I feel like I did pretty okay.
I think you did great. If all you did was sip a little bit of lean at the status that you had, I mean, shit, I think you made out very well, Andy. You ain't done yet.
I've been offered cocaine probably over 1,000 times.
You have been on offered cocaine or on it? Because you've been on cocaine. Offered. That erases everything you just said.
Offered.
I can only imagine. But that had to be tough for you. I used to go to
after parties after the club, and just everybody was doing coke. And I'm like, why don't I just go home? What am I doing here?
But
and
was
like,
it,
they would
I
have
mean,
to drink and shit too, so I would just drink more.
Was it tempting for you? You got all the ladies surrounding you. You got people offering you this left and right, and good on you for that. But it had to be a little tempting, no?
It was 0% tempting because I'm deathly afraid of that shit. Good. And when you're deathly afraid of that something, that's like saying, are you tempted to fucking sniff Tide with bleach?
You're not
tempted. If you went to like a million laundromats and hung out with people, and everybody was like sipping on Tide with bleach, would you be tempted?
That, I tell you, very good analogy, Andy. Very good analogy. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brinley Dumb Show to let you know that the Brinley Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. Manscaped has gone global, meaning everybody's pubes are now crisp, are now nice and clean. Protect your pubes just the same way that the guy in Great Britain is doing right now. Manscaped is worldwide. Globally, just phenomenal looking genitals. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped, you can have phenomenal looking genitals by using promo code 20BOBBY, getting 20% off your first Manscaped order and free shipping. That's promo code 20BOBBY. Protect your nuts. I can't stress it enough. They are valuable, gentlemen. Get the lawnmower 4.0. Get the performance package 4.0 that also includes the weed whacker. Manscaped ain't fucking around. Let your ball sack fuck around, not your pubes. I might be getting out of hand now with this ad read. I might be getting out of hand. I'm really getting into it here. 20% off Manscaped. Use promo code 20BOBBY. 20% off. Free shipping. Protect your fucking nuts. Sorry for the language, ladies and gentlemen. We are moving on. Let me ask you something that you're not afraid of, okay, that I was watching you, that I was really blown away, okay? Because when I'm doing my Andy Milonakis research, there's a video, okay, of you and the guy from Hot Ones. Mm-hmm. Sean, remind me, what's the last name? Sean Evans, this guy's great. He really is. Yeah. He does a very good job. Does a very good interview. You two went out for sushi. Okay.
Yeah.
Your sushi knowledge, the Andy Milonakis sushi knowledge, was unbelievable. I mean, there was things that I was learning that I couldn't believe. One that I'm going to test you on. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, we did that sushi episode because I was too much of a pussy to do Hot Ones. They wanted me to do Hot Ones.
I'm with you, though. I would want nothing to do with that.
I'm like, dude, okay, I can take, I'm not like complete, like, oh, I can't even do anything more than Tabasco. I could do like medium spicy shit. I could have some habanero sauce on stuff. It's spicy, but I can handle it. But then when you get into the category of ghost chilies and shit like that, I'm like, I don't know how these people handle it. Like Gordon Ramsay, you could see he was like spitting it out and like having a hard time. I would be like Gordon Ramsay. Like,
The only problem that you have, okay, because I'm with you, I couldn't, when it gets to that meter where they're trying these hot wings and trying to have a conversation. Yeah. But at the same time, the show does so well. It does so much numbers. It has so many eyeballs that you almost say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to just go for it. And it's huge publicity. Not as huge as coming on the Brilliantly Dumb show on a Monday morning right now, but that's huge publicity, Andy Milonakis.
But how many videos does Sean Evans have eating hot wings?
A whole lot. Not a whole lot doing sushi. You dog. I like the way you think. I like the way, and you were schooling this guy in sushi. Now, by the way, he hated the sushi. He was oh, the way that he was eating it. It's like he was miserable putting it down, and it looked like great. You guys did the omakase.
Yeah. Okay?
And your sushi knowledge. Now, something that you said that really bothered me, because I always do it, and I almost felt you were talking.
Soy sauce with wasabi.
How'd you know? Why? Did you get a lot of feedback on that part?
No, but I just had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, because now that you know me this long by now that you knew I was going to say that, or that was just a hot take that you remember?
You said it's something that I always do, and I'm like, what else would you always do?
Put immediately.
Fucking armpits, you know what I mean? Like, so I just figured it. And you know what? I don't think that's that bad of an offense. I think it tastes good. Wasabi and soy sauce taste good together.
Sure does, yep.
So I don't really think it's that bad, but
traditional,
they have a little paintbrush with their soy sauce. Usually it's homemade at a good place. They make their own sauce mixture. And before they give it to you, they take their rice, they put a little dot of wasabi on the rice before they put the fish on it. And then they brush it lightly with the sauce.
I've seen that.
Like the perfect piece. So then people are just putting globs in the wasabi and they're leaving it all globby and mixing it and shit and they're dunking it. The biggest offense to me, soy sauce with wasabi, if you use it sparingly and you mix it up, not a big deal. Dunking it rice side down into the soy sauce, that is just like, just get a fucking salt lick like a deer if you're going to do that.
Andy, this is right up my alley. I love talking food. And I really learned from your sushi episode. I really did. What you said is it's pretty much if you dip the rice, fish on top, if you dip the rice into the soy sauce, it's pretty much just like a salt bomb is what you said on the bottom of it.
It is. Rice just soaks all of that up.
It's a next level. I mean, you see the sushi floor very well, Andy. It's very impressive. I almost think the reason that I put the wasabi into the soy sauce, to be honest with you, yes, it tastes very good. But in the beginning, when you sit down, you're just looking for something to do with your hands. You know what I mean? You got to be do something. So I take the wasabi, I mix it.
Your hands first, clean. Just go wash them.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm just looking for something to do with my hands.
Okay, I got a question, though.
Sure.
When it's nigiri, do you eat it with your hands or chopsticks?
Another thing that I learned, I eat it with the chopsticks. And apparently, what you said and what the sushi chef said was you're supposed to take it with your hands.
Yeah, and they don't fault people. It's not one of those things like, ew, what are they doing? Some people, even in Japan, choose to do it with chopsticks. So this is kind of like, you can do whatever you like. But if you think about it, the way nigiri is designed, it's kind of like uncomfortable to eat with chopsticks.
Totally.
It's too big. The balance of it going like that, it's such a like handheld thing. Going like that is just so much more natural.
Well, that's the thing, Andy. With the nigiri, I would prefer to do it by hand. I just never knew that was an option in the sense of
rude or something, right?
I sure did. I thought it was against the culture. I thought turns out it's exactly what the culture asks for.
Yeah.
Do you have a hard time? I want to stay on the sushi subject. I got one more sushi question for you. Okay. Do you have a hard time now? Andy Milonakis sits at the table, goes for sushi. Me, if I go and I sit down with you, Andy, this guy knows what he's talking about. This is the guy that's putting in the order. Okay. But don't you find the sushi order to be a very tough thing to do? It's hard to figure out who wants what and getting the right amount of food in the sushi order. Now, in that video, you had the omakase. So that usually you're going to be okay. Yeah. But the sushi order is very tough to get everybody at a good spot where they're full without over ordering, without under ordering.
Well, the good thing is, you don't have to cook it, right? So it's not really that bad. Under order, see how everybody's doing after they eat. I think, like, you know, having in order, if you're not doing rolls and you're just doing nigiri, like ordering like maybe anywhere from like 10 to 14 pieces per person.
Okay.
And having some sake, having some beers, you know, it comes out where there's like, here, you're with four people. Here's two each of this fish. Here's two each of that fish. And then when you're all done, you're like getting a little sauced and you're like, damn, I want like at least four more pieces or at least six more pieces. And then you put in a little like last order.
To where it's almost better. It's kind of like a steak to where you almost want to, if anything, undercook it so you could always throw it back on. If anything, you want to under order so that you can always order more, which people kind of frown upon. I think that's a great play.
Also, if you have pieces where you're like, man, the Toro wasn't really that good today, but the red snapper was like 10 out of 10. Let's get another few red snappers.
Andy, do you live in L.A.?
I lived in LA for 17 years. Right now, during the pandemic, was like a weird time. I went to Texas just on a 1 week trip with my boys. We have a lot of other streamer friends there, so we just decided to like instead of getting on a plane, we just said we're just going to go in on a place. I stayed there for like 7 months. I got rid of my LA place, and then Texas was kind of getting a little bit weird on me, so I went to New York, and that's where I'm from. And now I have a place in New York. And when I get back, I'm in Greece right now. When I get back from Greece, I got to make a decision because I might move to Brooklyn or Manhattan, or I might say, fuck it, and move back to Cali. I really don't know yet.
So you're in a Greece Airbnb right now, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a Greece thing that they do with their shelves? I can't get over those shelves that you got. That's a bizarre thing.
It used to be an architect office.
Yeah, show us around, Andy. Show us around, would you? Look at this. Look at that view from Mr. Milanakis.
It's probably going to be blown out on a Mac thing.
Oh, look at Andy Milanakis living the big city dream right there. Look at the band taking on Crete. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm on the island of Crete right now. This is where my dad was born and raised.
Okay, well, you know what? Here's what I need for you, Andy. It's... Time is up here for us, which is a shame, okay? Because I'm having a ball. I really am. I'm having a very good time with you. I need two things from you, okay? First things first, ladies and gentlemen, King Knight is coming to the Fantasia Film Festival. Andy Milanakis is in that. Be sure to not miss that. But I need two things from you, Andy, okay? One, if you come back to LA, I would love to go to sushi with you. I really would. I'll let you do the ordering.
We're not going to do any ordering. We're doing omakase style. Baby.
Let's do the omakase style. That's the first thing. I want to get sushi with Andy Milanakis. Okay. Sam, can I get sushi with Andy Milanakis next time we're in LA?
That's up to him.
Is that something that we could set up, or can I go right through you, Andy?
You go right through me, baby.
Okay. I'm going to do this right through you. And then I got a food podcast called The Pantry Boys that I need you on. I think you are so suited for this. Okay. Now my Instagram, Andy, is brilliantly dumb.
Brilliantly dumb.
Hit brilliantly so funny. Dumb.
One of my businesses on my credit cards, it's so stupid.
Okay. Look at this. We were meant to go have sushi with each other. Brilliantly dumb.
But I have
dumb.
A better business though. My better business is called I'm Not Very Good.
You're my kind of guy. You're my kind of guy, Andy. Brilliantly dumb on Instagram. Okay. You hit me with the follow. We're going to set up the sushi, and I got to get you on this podcast to talk sushi.
All right. I just sent you a DM.
Look at this. There is our guy, Andy Milanakis. Okay. You're locked in, Andy. Phenomenal stuff. I get a kick out of you. I really do. We're going to get you on that podcast. And you keep doing you, my man. You keep doing you, all right?
Doing you, baby boy.
All right. Hey, nice talking with you, Andy.
Hey, you too.
Take care, brother. All right, folks, there you have it. Andy Milanakis. I don't know. I still think Milanakis has some juice. Now, we haven't seen him since, I don't know, 2007, the Andy Milanakis show stopped. I mean, and I mean it when I say he's one of those guys where it's just, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? But I think Milanakis still has some juice. I got a kick out of him. It's not like he was really trying to be funny, but just, you know, he's a funny looking guy. watching him talk about sushi was very, very soothing. You know what I mean? If you don't think that I would grab sushi with Andy Milonakis, I think he's a fucking character and a possible returning friend of the pod. I don't know. Time will tell. Do we bring in Milonakis from time to time? Probably not, but funny guy. Got a kick out of him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that I was going to keep you going without doing and send you off on your way for Tuesday, you're wrong. We will not leave the show. We will not stop this show till we get a question here on the Ask Bob segment. You know the drill, ladies and gentlemen. Call into the voicemail 848-281-7906. Let it rip. Nothing off limits. Nothing should ever be off limits. Fire away. I'm here. Bobby's here. Let's talk. Whether you want to talk food, golf, whatever it may be, day-to-day situations. We love the voicemail. Coming into the voicemail, we got Jordan from Syracuse. Jordan, lay it on us.
Jordan, Syracuse, New York. Long time, first time. I got two things for you. One is a brand that just can't be anything else. And two is a food item that's good no matter where you get it. Number one, I got Frank's Red Hot Sauce. And number two, I got the tuna melt. I'll hang up and listen.
The tuna melt call was something. I mean, you could have given me 5,000 guesses on what that would be. I don't think I would have guessed tuna melt. He pretty much said something that no matter where you get it, it's good. There is some shady tuna out there, Benny the Jet. I think, you know, Jordan, I respect the call. I love the call, but whoa, that is a really bold take. To where, you know, I think for the first time in the show's history, to be quite frank, I don't know how to respond. I'm a little taken aback by tuna. Now we'll get into the Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I think Frank's is good, but I'll be honest, when it comes to hot sauce, I'm a Tabasco guy. I'm not going to sit here and argue on the Frank's. Frank's is good. I'm still waiting for a hot sauce to really rock my world. I really am. There's different people in the market now trying to do the hot sauce. I'm waiting for a hot sauce that's going to rock my world. You know what I mean? Something that's like a no-brainer to where, you know, we're using it as an everyday condiment. You know what I mean? I know there's some people out there using hot sauce every day, but I want a hot sauce that's going to really step up to the plate and rock my world a little bit. Haven't found it. Right now I go Tabasco, but let's get back to this tuna take. What Jordan from Syracuse is saying, that you could get a tuna sandwich just about anywhere, a tuna melt, that is, which is even a little more riskier. I just don't see it. I want to try and see it. I really do. But I think that is way off. Just way off. Tuna's risky, man. You could go to a diner and get a good tuna melt. You could also go to a diner and get just a horrific tuna melt. That over there is a very, very risky food item. I've said it before. I've said it on Pantry Boys. I think a food that you could go to just about anywhere and it's going to be somewhat good is a slice of pizza. I think you're going to find bad slices of pizza, but I guarantee you, you'll still eat that slice of pizza every time. You hand me a shitty tuna melt, I ain't finishing that thing. Sometimes people just bombard the tuna melt with cheese and just stack 5 to 6 layers on there, throw it under one of those broils. It just pops it for a couple seconds. It's all melted over. And it's just like you could feel yourself just consuming dairy. Dairy and tuna. Risky, risky play, Jordan from Syracuse. I do like a good tuna sandwich. But if I'm going one spot that I know it's going to bang, I need a food that's going to bang, I'm going a slice of pizza every time. You know, I was just recently in New Jersey, and something that I didn't appreciate, I love LA. LA is the best. LA has really good food. They don't have the Jersey New York pizza. They just don't have it. And being able to walk around in the city, being able to walk around in Jersey and going in just about to any pizza shop, and you know you're going to get a slice that's going to say, hey, let me see that palate. I'm about to just rock its world a little bit. That's a beautiful thing. Anywhere you go in Jersey, anywhere you go in New York, you can trust the slice you're going to get. Are there ones better than others? No question about it. But wow, what a place for a slice of pizza. The last thing I want to say about the slice of pizza, which I also think that I grew up, born and raised in New Jersey, but I hadn't been back to Jersey in a few years now. Something that really I forget about. You know, everybody says the water with the pizza. Maybe so. I do think that is true, definitely, for sure. However, let's not forget about the Jersey tomatoes, because if these pizza shops, sorry, I'm really getting into this. If this pizza shop is really doing it right, they're using those Jersey tomatoes. They don't call it the Garden State for nothing. And that's why I also will say hot take, Jersey slice over New York slice, without a doubt. New York does a great slice. They're not doing a Jersey slice. I said it. Stand by it. Is it the water? Yes. Don't sleep on the tomatoes, ladies and gentlemen. Good tomato sauce can really take you home. We all know that. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, that does it here for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We thank you. We love you. We'll be back Tuesday, ready to rock and roll. This is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. I love you, folks. Take care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheet.